And we're back, hour number two here of the really big show, as Ed Sullivan would say, on WWGH Radio, having a good morning. I just got the strangest message that I have no idea. I'm not even going to read that on the air because I don't even know what that means. That's very strange. Okay. I don't know what that means. Oh, you know, this brings up a point, something kind of interesting. Because we're always talking about food on this show. I think we have a fetish for food. That's what the new name of this program should be. Fetish for food. We're talking about apple butter, we're talking about breakfast, we're talking about all kinds of stuff. And I can't even get a bowl of Kix. You know, we talked about donuts. I can't get any donuts. You know, I'll never forget, though, and I hope she's listening, and I do know her name, but I don't want to say the name because sometimes they don't, you know, people don't like that. But we were, back when we used to be on the air in the afternoon, I remember one day we were talking about cookies and milk. And I believe it was either chocolate chip cookies or oatmeal cookies. Now, we used to be on the air from 12 o'clock until 2 o'clock. And we mentioned this on the air. And I remember our listener, and I do remember the name, by the way. I haven't forgotten it, but I don't want to mention it in case the person wouldn't want me to. But by the time the show was over in that two-hour period, they had showed up in the studio with cookies and milk. Now, that, to me, was very cool. But we're very lucky that way. We have had people bring us all kinds of stuff. I've had people bring me apple butter, which is always appreciated. Charlie has had people bring him Moxie and RC Cola and a fruitcake every year. And then people bring me a fruitcake, and then I have a new doorstop every year. So we're very lucky here to have been treated the way we have. Oh, and how can I forget another listener? And again, I hate to mention names, but I was talking about pineapple upside down cake for the longest time. And we had a listener who baked a pineapple upside down cake. Now, this was quite... By the way, I still have that pan. I did clean it, by the way. It's here at the studio. So if that listener ever wants to stop and pick up that pan, that dish, I do have it here at the studio. But it was the most delicious homemade pineapple upside down cake. Very cool. Go ahead, caller.
It was oatmeal cookies.
Was it oatmeal cookie?
Oatmeal cookies.
What? Why were we talking about oatmeal cookies on the air that day? I couldn't remember.
I don't remember either. I just know that you really wanted oatmeal cookies, so... And you can't have cookies without milk.
No, and so, I think you also brought some chocolate chip, didn't you?
I brought two different kinds. I don't know if it was chocolate chip.
Well, God bless you for doing it that day.
But it was. I do remember the oatmeal.
Why? I just know that we have the nicest listeners to do something like that, from the cookies to the pineapple upside down cake to the apple butter to the Moxie.
Well, you give us a lot too, Scott. So we appreciate you.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I just come in here and flap my gums every morning.
Well, we enjoy listening.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that, and thank you for the cookies.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye. It was oatmeal. I do remember that now, but I don't remember why we were talking about oatmeal cookies. It was Terry and I remember that, and our listener there showed up with oatmeal cookies and milk. Couldn't have been nicer. Donuts are not something I buy for myself. I don't know why. I guess because I don't keep sugar and flour at home. I think you've heard this before, so I won't go into it. I'm not diabetic or anything like that. I just stopped a long time ago eating things with sugar and flour. Now, you're going to say, well, Scott, you just said you had pineapple upside down cake and cookies. Well, here's my rule on that. Is that I don't keep it in the house. I never have anything, unless it's like holiday time or something like that. I might have cookies or things around then. But during the year, As a rule, I do not buy anything with sugar, and I do not buy anything with flour. Now, I like that stuff. I just stopped eating it many, many years ago. Now, if I'm at a birthday party, or if there's a dessert I want to try, or somebody brings by apple butter, or cookies and milk, or donuts, or anything like that, of course, I try, because I do like those things, but I just limit them to those particular times, oddly enough. So that's my theory on life as far as food goes. But boy, that pineapple upside down cake, I remember that. And I remember when the listener brought the pineapple upside down cake in. And remember, homemade, didn't go to the store and buy this thing. I don't even know if you can buy a pineapple upside down cake in the store. That takes a lot of work. Now, I remember the listener saying it didn't take a whole lot of work. It takes a lot of work. I know there's brown sugar involved in that. There's pineapples. There's cake mix. There's the fact that you have to cook it upside down. You have to have the right stuff. And I know flipping it is a big thing. Cherries, you got to have cherries. You flip it without trying to ruin it. So there's a lot that goes into a pineapple upside down cake. But if you are listening, I do have your dish. I didn't lose the dish. I didn't break it. We have moved since then, but I believe it's in the cupboard out here. I cleaned it up, too, after the pineapple upside down cake. And for the record, Terry ate most... He would admit to this. Terry ate most of that. He took a bite of that, and Terry doesn't eat desserts recently. Doesn't do a whole lot with desserts. But boy, that thing was so good, he just went to it. So, we appreciate our listeners. I really do appreciate, we don't get to say this very often, but anybody who listens to this program, gosh, I appreciate you, because if you weren't there, highly unlikely we would do it. And you guys are just so fun to talk to and converse with. That's why I like the phone calls. It's really great, and I hope you enjoy it even a tenth as much as I enjoy it, because it's made for some fun times and for some good laughs over the years. Now, we do have trivia questions here. I do want to get back to these 22 minutes past the hour here. Dunkin' Donuts, how many cups of coffee do they sell every second? The big Dunkin' Donuts national conglomerate chain. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? And if you come within five, I'll give it to you. The other question, how many types of Dunkin' Donuts are there in the United States? How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are there in the United States? Does anybody know how many types there are? 740-383-9944. If you come within five, I'll give you the answer. Now, during the break, I came up with three more breakfast food slogans, because this seems to be the most popular thing to do. All right, here are three more breakfast food slogans. Are you ready? Get your pen and paper ready. Get your pencils. Rocks your whole mouth. Does anybody know what breakfast food that is? Now remember, I'm giving you the slogan. Rocks your whole mouth. Now don't go directly to Google. Try and take a guess. See if you get it right. Don't you think that's more fun? This is what I always tell people when I'm in person with them and I ask them a trivia question. I say, okay, put your phone down. And let's see if you can get it before we go to the phones. Okay? Rocks your whole mouth. Does anybody know what slogan that was for a breakfast food? Here's another one. Be happy, be healthy. Does anybody know what that is? Be happy, be healthy. That's another one. Here's the third one. Bet you can't eat three. That was a slogan for a particular type of breakfast cereal. So here are the three slogans. Rocks your whole mouth. Be happy. Be healthy. but you can't eat three. Bet you can't eat three. Those are the three slogans. Does anybody know what breakfast foods those were the slogans for? Hold on, I'm going to cough. Or clear my throat. I hope you didn't hear that. Turn down the microphone for that one. All right, the three slogans. Rocks your whole mouth. Be happy, be healthy. Bet you can't eat three. Does anybody know any of those slogans? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are there? Ooh. I just lost my train of thought. Okay. Well, you know, sometimes you see things that sidetrack you for a minute. Oh, my. Well, anyway, okay. Let's get the train back on the tracks here. Okay. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Does anybody know that? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every... You know, here's the problem. I'm in a radio studio, and you're not seeing what I'm seeing. So it sounds like I've completely lost my mind when I'm seeing something. And, okay. Well, there you go. Not much more to say about that. All right. Let's regroup here. 27 minutes past the hour. Trivia questions here. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many types of donuts are there at Dunkin' Donuts? Does anybody know that? Here are the slogans for the breakfast foods. Rocks your whole mouth. Be happy, be healthy. Does anybody know that one? Bet you can't eat three. Does anybody know what that is? Bet you can't eat three. Be happy, be healthy. Rocks your whole mouth. Those are the slogans. Does anybody know the answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Bail me out. Does anybody know the answers to those questions? Got the Columbus Zoo tickets and the tickets to Sleepy Hollow at Tecumseh? Or if you just want to call in and answer the trivia question, we can do that as well. Would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Now, you know what I was thinking about the other day? Apple fritters. I saw somebody eat some apple fritters, but I also heard there were banana fritters. Go ahead, caller.
Be happy, be healthy is Cheerios.
Do you know what kind of Cheerios? Because they have a whole bunch of brands of those. Hello?
Be happy, be healthy is Cheerios.
It is a brand of Cheerios. Do you know which brand it is?
I don't know the brand. Oh, General Mills, is that what you need?
Like the flavor.
Well, the only one I know is honey oats. Honey nut oats or something.
Yes, that is right. The Honey Nut Cheerios. You have got it. Be happy, be healthy is the Honey Nut Cheerios. Now, did you remember that? I didn't remember that slogan.
No, I don't. I just kind of figured Cheerios, and on that's what I eat, and on the box it's got low cholesterol, so I knew it almost had to be that one.
Yeah, it's a neat slogan, be happy, be healthy. Is that still on the box, do you know?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yep, we've got that one. Be Happy, Be Healthy is Honey Nut Cheerios. Now, it's kind of a play on the honeybee in those commercials, too, because bee is spelled B-E-E, be happy, and be healthy, B-E-E. So that's where that one comes from. But we've still got two others here. We've got Bet You Can't Eat Three. What breakfast food was that a slogan for? Bet You Can't Eat Three. Or Rocks Your Whole Mouth. Does anybody know what that is the slogan for? Rocks Your Whole Mouth. Does anybody know how many cups of coffee are sold at Dunkin' Donuts every second? Or how many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell? If you get within five, I'll give it to you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring here. Don't forget Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp comes up this morning, 10:10 till 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. All here today on WWGH Radio. Okay. Let's see. Oh, apple fritters. That's what I wanted to talk about. Oh, wait, before we get to that. Now, last week we had a trivia question about cereal as well. And I think the slogan was always stays crunchy in milk. Do you remember that one? And it ended up being Captain Crunch. Always stays crunchy in milk. And somebody told me, we'll get back to this in a second, because I've got a little story to tell about this. Go ahead, caller. What's that? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, it's Wheaties that you can't eat three?
Not Wheaties, but that's a good guess. Thank you.
I tried.
Not Wheaties. Bet You Can't Eat Three is not Wheaties. So the slogans again are, Bet You Can't Eat Three. What breakfast food is that a slogan for? Rocks Your Whole Mouth. What is that a slogan for? Breakfast food. How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts have in the United States? And how many cups of coffee are sold at Dunkin' Donuts every second? If you get within five, I'll give it to you. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Is it 64 kinds of donuts?
Not 64, but we're getting closer.
Okay.
Thank you. Not 64 types of donuts. How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? We're looking for that. If you get within five, I'll give it to you. How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? What breakfast food has the slogan, Rocks Your Whole Mouth? And what breakfast food has the slogan, Bet You Can't Eat Three? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Is it 70 donuts?
Not 70, but closer again. Thank you. Not 70. How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? How many different types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? Now, we are getting closer, and if you get within five, I'll give you the answer. Same thing on the cups of coffee. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? What breakfast food had the slogan, Rocks Your Whole Mouth, or Bet You Can't Eat Three? What is that a slogan for? Breakfast food. 740-383-9944. Now, last week, I was talking about the breakfast food Captain Crunch, because the slogan is, doesn't get soggy in milk or something like that, always stays crisp in milk. And I was told that this was on the box. And the person who told me that said this is how they knew the answer. I'm going to finish this up here, so stick with me on this one. Go ahead, caller. Oop, let's see here. Well, we lost that caller. If that was you, call us. Give us a call back. 740-383-9944. If that was you, call us back. 34 coming up on 35 minutes past the hour. I don't know how we lost you. Might have been on our end. Give us a call back. 740-383-9944. Looking for the slogans, Bet You Can't Eat Three. What's that a slogan for? Rocks Your Whole Mouth. What's that a slogan for? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? You can get within five. And how many types of Dunkin' Donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? You can get within five on that one, too. And we just lost the caller, so call back in. I think the phones are working now. 740-383-9944. So the Captain Crunch story. Last week, we had the Captain Crunch question. The answer was, always stays crunchy in milk. And the answer to that was Captain Crunch. That was the slogan. Now, the person told me they came up with this answer because they had a box of Captain Crunch, and that's what it says on the box. Now, yesterday, I was in the grocery store, and I walked over to Captain Crunch, and I don't think that is still on the box. Or at least the box of Captain Crunch that I picked up did not say that. Now, I do have to say, though, this is the same person who told me that Wendy's sells breakfast. So this person might be a little confused on what's going on, because I don't know that we got the definitive answer on that either. Because last Friday morning, we were talking about why don't fast food restaurants or restaurants sell donuts? And somebody told me that they had been to Wendy's that morning and gotten breakfast. And I said, I don't think Wendy's serves breakfast. And they said, oh, yes, they do. They had bacon that morning. And come to find out, I don't think they do serve breakfast. So I'm not really sure where they got this bacon. Maybe they were in the Wendy's parking lot and somebody threw bacon at them. I really don't know what happened. But that's the same person who told me about the Captain Crunch slogan on the box. And we now know that might not be true. Now, can anybody confirm or deny that? Because I'm going to deny it at this point. Does Captain Crunch on the box still say always stays crunchy in milk? I don't know if it does. 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Also, does anybody know what's in an apple fritter or a banana fritter? I think those are the two types of fritters they have. Because I see these all the time at the store and they look good. And I think, well, maybe I'll have an apple fritter or a banana fritter. It looks good. But then I think, well, I don't know. I might not eat them. They might not be something that tastes good. Has anybody had a fritter? I don't even know what that word means. Apple fritter, banana fritter. But I know they sell them. They're kind of brown. They kind of look like catcher's mitts. So can anybody tell me what an apple or banana fritter is? Would love to know. 740-383-9944. Oh, see, this person again is sending me the Wendy's breakfast menu. See, I think this breakfast menu is doctored up. I think it might be doctored up. I don't think Wendy's serves breakfast. I've never been to Wendy's for breakfast. I hate to go through this again, but does Wendy's sell breakfast? I don't think they do. I think this might be doctored. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what an apple fritter or banana fritter is made up of? Made of? Boy, butchered that one. 740-383-9944. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? Does anybody know what breakfast food has the slogan, rocks your whole mouth? Rocks your whole mouth. Does anybody know what that is? Does anybody know, bet you can't eat three? What's that a slogan for? Go ahead, caller.
They serve 7 cups every 4 seconds.
7 cups every 4 seconds. Well, it's actually more than that.
But Wendy's do have breakfast in certain locations.
Oh, so it's just certain locations that Wendy's has breakfast.
Yes.
Now, the two in Marion, they don't sell breakfast, do they?
Not at this time, but the one down on 36 and 71 have breakfast.
Oh, okay. So that's where it is. And have you ever been to breakfast at Wendy's?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. I just wonder what kind of stuff they sell.
I'm sure they sell the same thing, probably.
Probably the same thing as others, I bet. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Well, that could be. Maybe, because the ones here in Marion, I do not believe, serve breakfast. But it could be that they serve breakfast at other locations. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I was calling about the Rockshire Whole Mouse answer.
Oh, go right ahead.
I think it's Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles, you have it. Rocks your whole mouth. You know, at one point, that was my favorite cereal. Not the cocoa, but I love the Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, well, I grew up to that cereal, so I did know that answer.
You did know that answer. You didn't have to look that one up.
No. Well, I'm 30 years old, so, you know, I used to read that cereal box a lot.
Now, tell me this. Do you know anything about Wendy's selling breakfast? You're of the age that people would know this.
I didn't even know that Wendy's sold breakfast.
No, I don't think they do either. Would you like a prize today?
Yeah.
All right. What would you like? We have zoo tickets left, and we have tickets to the Sleepy Hollow down at Tecumseh.
When is the Sleepy Hollow for Tecumseh? Is that coming soon? Or?
Well, I think you can go any night up until Halloween.
Okay, let me take that. That would be awesome.
Let me put Sleepy Hollow down here, and we'll get our date, October 28th. And what's your name?
Allie Hess. H-E-T-H.
Allie Hest. Allie, is this the first time you've won?
Yes.
Oh, hey. Have you listened to the station very much?
Yeah, I actually think my mom won tickets this morning for the zoo.
Oh, good, good. Well, let's see here. Do you know where we're located?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Well, my mom does.
All right. And I think I imagine I told her the pickup time, which is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From 8 a.m. until 1. But if you want to come in, because I was just thinking, if you want to go to the Sleepy Hollow before the 31st, if somebody can make it in today between 4 and 6, I'll have those set aside for you. That way you can go any night between now and Halloween.
Okay, I could do that.
Okay, between...
Before work, so thank
yeah,
you.
4 o'clock, I'll have them set for you.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you, Allie. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Allie Hess, a big winner there. Rocks your whole mouth. That was Fruity Pebbles. Remember the Fruity Pebbles? I think they still sell those. That was my favorite. That and Kix kind of had the same things for me. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, Wendy's used to serve breakfast. I called in and told you that before. Up at the Graceland Shopping Center north of Columbus, across from it, there's a Wendy's, and maybe 20 years or so ago, they served breakfast.
And then they stopped serving it?
Yeah, because if I had to go down there for an appointment, I would stop and get breakfast, and I don't know if any others did or not, but that one where I had my appointment around High Street up to the Graceland Shopping Center, they had breakfast.
Now, do you...
It had been maybe over 20 years ago.
Now, do you remember what kind of breakfast they had?
I don't know, but I think I got scrambled eggs, and I can't remember what else, but I like theirs better than McDonald's. I like theirs the best.
Well, it's interesting to me because the person who is telling me this says she had bacon, but I can't imagine any fast food place would be serving bacon for breakfast.
Well, they probably do because a lot of those sandwiches have, the hamburgers have bacon on them. I think, doesn't McDonald's some of their sandwiches, and I think maybe one from Wendy's now. I'm not for sure if it's because I don't get those big sandwiches. It seems like most of them will put bacon on some of their sandwiches.
I guess that is right, because I think Wendy's has the bacon, what do they call that, the Big Bacon Classic or something
yeah,
like
I
that?
Yeah, I don't get that stuff, but maybe when he died, maybe they quit that. I don't know how long he's been dead.
Dave Thomas?
I don't know, so maybe after that they quit that and stuff. But I know it's been quite a few years ago, probably maybe 20 or so, they did have breakfast. At least that one did up around the Graceland Shopping Center up north of Columbus.
Hmm, that's interesting.
It was good. I liked it better than McDonald's. And I, of course, just when I had some appointments down there, I would stop there. And I haven't done that for a long time, but... And I don't know if any others, I'd say if that one did, others probably around Columbus, then I don't know why they would stop it.
I would imagine so. You're probably right on that. Well, hey, thank you for the information.
Goodbye.
All right, so what we're figuring out here is that Wendy's in certain areas do serve breakfast. Now, apparently, you can get bacon, but you can't get bacon at McDonald's or Burger King just by itself. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know that to be true. But does anybody know about the Captain Crunch Box? Have we found out that mystery yet? Does the Captain Crunch Box of 2019 say stays crunchy in milk? See, I did not see that yesterday when I was at the store. So I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Wendy's, they all had breakfast, but it was like in the 70s, maybe the early 80s. They had pancakes. They were one of the first ones that came out, and their tater tots were round, but they were flat, like, instead of being long patties. They served it for, I don't know, probably 10 years. They had breakfast, and you could get bacon in a sandwich like you get at McDonald's. You could get pancakes. You could get all that stuff. And just recently, I'd say within the last month, I heard an announcement or read in a paper somewhere where they were going to start serving breakfast all over again in different areas. It's kind of like the McRib sandwich with them. You know, how many times has a McRib sandwich came back to McDonald's?
Well,
breakfast does the same thing. I think they even had a cinnamon roll you could get, and they like heat it up a little bit or steam it when you bought it, and it came in a container. But it was all the Wendy's in Marion at that time. I don't even know if there was two then or not, but it was in the 70s and 80s that they all served breakfast. Wendy's did. Even when you went on vacation, you'd stop at Wendy's and get breakfast. But
now
how old are you, actually? Because a lot of this stuff that people talk about is long probably before you were even born.
Well, that's probably true. And, you know, it's interesting. I was having this conversation over the weekend with somebody because I started in radio. I've been around radio for a while now, but I started when I was very young, and everybody I worked with at the radio station was so much older than I was because I started when I was, I think I was 21. When I started. So, you know, even though I've been around for a while, and I originally worked at MRN, which was an AM station, so you had to know a lot of older stuff, and you had to do your research on it, because that's what they wanted to talk about. And so, you know, I think sometimes that's the confusion on my age, because, like Charlie, I've worked with Charlie for a long time, and he's quite a bit older than I am, and Jeff Ruth as well. But I think that's where that comes from.
Yeah, okay, here's an example. Do you remember a giant man that stood up where the Wendy's is on Mount Vernon Avenue?
I don't remember that.
There used to, huh?
No.
Yeah, it was a big statue that stood in front of a restaurant. It was like, it was a roast beef place. I think it was called Jocks or something like that.
I don't remember that. I do remember, though, and a lot of people have forgotten this, I do remember the Three Sisters restaurant that used to be where Donato's is now, which is next to Wendy's, I think. I do remember that, but I'm not sure what, I can never, was it chicken? I can't ever remember going in there.
I can't remember. The Three Sisters, I thought, was a kind of a bakery. But my wife says it was chicken.
Was it chicken? Yeah, I remember seeing, because they had like circular faces on the outside of the building, and it was three older ladies, like cartoons, and it was Three Sisters, but I never remember going in there to eat. And I do remember, of course, like General Fry's, but I don't remember eating there either. I don't know what General, obviously chicken, I would imagine, but I don't know what other stuff they sold.
Yeah, but this Jocks guy, he was like 50 foot tall. Maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe 20, 30 foot tall. So if you were a little kid then, you'd remember that guy.
Yeah, and it was out on...
So that's about the same time that Wendy's served breakfast.
And that was out on 95.
Yep, so it was on 95 across... It used to be across the cross from the... was Campus Pizza Chef.
Oh, I remember that. I remember Campus Pizza Chef.
It was right across the road, and then it became another hamburger joint. It was a hamburger joint before it was Campus, I think.
Interesting.
It was like Burger Chef or Burger Hamburger Chef or something like that before that.
Well, hey, I appreciate the info. I like stuff like that, learning.
Do you... What was the name of the Hovlook's home? The county. East Lawn Manor. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yep, out there.
The big old building.
Yep, out there where Walmart is now.
No, it was across from Ohio State. It's right in there where the steak and that Chinese or Iron Chef was.
Was it that close to the road?
No, it was right in there, but it was back off the road farther. It was probably about where that road is behind that now.
Because I thought it was to the east of JDC.
JDC. I don't know what JDC is.
The Juvenile Detention Center, which is still out there.
Well, I would say half the building was there and the other half was farther west. It was more toward uptown. It was a big, long building.
I do remember that because I remember, I think it was torn down when they wanted to build Walmart. I think that's when it went away.
Well, it went away. I don't know exactly. I went to the auction when it was sold.
Oh.
And I went down in the basement, and one of the big things that sold was this big butcher block table that they cut up all their meat on.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell that it had been used for 50 years because it was all stained with blood and everything. Today, there's no way in the world it would ever pass a health inspection it was... And it sold for quite a lot of money because, you know, it had to be a thick table to cut up all the meat on.
Oh, God. Those poor senior citizens.
Well, back then, that was good.
A different type of thing. Well, hey, thanks for...
It was better than when they were at home.
That's right. Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Well, see, that's the type of call I like. I like a lot of stuff like that. Does anybody remember the big man, the inflatable man, or the statue, I guess it was, out on Route 95? Does anybody remember East Lawn Manor? I thought East Lawn Manor, because I remember the building, because it used to sit back there with JDC, the Juvenile Detention Center, there on 95, across from the college. But I, way off the road, it used to be you had to drive quite a ways off the road. I don't know why it was so far off the road, but you used to have to drive way back there. And I thought they tore that down when they built Walmart. Am I right about that? Is that the time they tore it down? I don't know if it might have been vacated earlier than that. I never had a relative who was there. But I thought it was torn down when Walmart came in. But apparently Wendy's did sell breakfast years ago. Now the debate still rages on do they sell it today. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Dad.
Hey, morning.
Yeah, he was talking about Sister's Chicken.
Yeah, Three Sisters Chicken.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, Sister's Chicken was owned by Wendy's.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Wendy's owned Sister's Chicken.
No.
And it was actually for quite a while, and finally went out for them. That was way back when.
Now, did they sell breakfast at Three Sisters Chicken?
No.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate the information.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Remembering Three Sisters Chicken, Wendy's, when they did sell breakfast. Now, it's quite possible they do today, but they don't in Marion. But I guess they do in other places, and possibly the only chain in the morning that sells bacon, which is my understanding. We don't know about the Captain Crunch cereal. Does the Captain Crunch cereal still say stays crunchy and milk? Even though it doesn't. I mean, all cereal at some point becomes soggy. So I'm not sure if that's true either. East Lawn Manor, wasn't it torn down when Walmart came in? I'm almost positive that's when it went down. Who knows? 54 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we've still got trivia questions here on this morning show. Go ahead, caller.
The big cement man, he is still standing up at the lake.
Oh, they moved him.
They at one time showed a picture in the paper of moving him up there on a flatbed trailer.
Now which lake
he's
is
on the main drag?
Now which
right, going up to the lake?
Going up to the lake. So he's up at Lake Erie.
Yeah, on Route 269, he's at a Shell station. He's very tall. He's holding a tray, which I don't remember what was on his tray when he's here in Marion. Probably like hamburgers or something. But he is starting to crumble a little bit. But yeah, he's still there, and he's from Marion.
Now, what was the significance of this man?
I don't know. It was just an ad for that fast food restaurant, I guess.
Huh. That's it. So it was an ad for Wendy's? Was that?
No, it wasn't Wendy's. It was like the gentleman said, Jocks or something like
Jocks.
That.
Oh, Jocks. That's right. He did say that. Jocks.
Yeah.
So, but there is no Jocks anymore, right?
No, I don't think so.
So he's just up there on
the
way.
He's just standing there at a Shell station, for people to talk about, I guess.
A good conversation piece, I guess.
That's right, yeah.
Hey, that's interesting. Thanks for the information.
You're welcome, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, that's interesting. So this man still lives. This big, tall man who had burgers on his tray is now up by the lake. How about that? Something that came from Marion. From Jocks, I guess. I don't remember Jocks. Now that, I have no memory of. Eastlawn Manor, I do remember that. But Jocks, or this man, I don't remember that whole thing. 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember any of this stuff? This is fun to talk about, too. 57 minutes past the hour, and we do this every morning, 8 to 10 a.m. Still don't know what an apple fritter or a banana fritter. I think they sell more apple fritters than banana fritters, but I'm not sure what either one of them are. What goes into making a fritter? That I have no idea. But we have had some winners today. Tammy Weber, Mike Murphy, and Allie Hest. And it's Mike's birthday, so tell Mike happy birthday if you happen to see him out there somewhere. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Allie calling again.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, I had a brain fart, and I have to work all this week. Is there any way that I could trade those tickets in for the zoo tickets?
No, we can do that. Let me fix this here.
Total brain fart.
Oh, no problem at all. All right, Allie, we've got you down for the zoo tickets, and pickup time, like I say, is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 1.
Okay. Otherwise, I would have loved to go to that, but I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know why I did that.
No, no problem at all. Hey,
how many tickets is that? Is it two?
Two.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Allie. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. There was one of our winners from earlier. Allie Hest, Mike Murphy, and Tammy Weber, the big winners today. We still have time. We have a couple minutes left here. Does anybody know the answers to any of our other questions or just want to comment? We still don't have the bet you can't eat three. Yeah, I think that's the thing. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, if you want to know about the apple fritter, you ask Jeff Ruth next time you see him.
Oh, is he an apple fritter fan?
Oh, you better believe it.
Oh,
that's his biggest thing.
Apple fritter? I'm going to have to ask him about that.
Yeah. If anybody would know, he sure would.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Bye-bye. Jeff Ruth likes the apple fritters. I did not know that. I talked on Friday about going to the Lee Gardens one time with Jeff Ruth, and we were there for about 3 days because Jeff was getting his fill of Chinese food. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, is there 77 types of donuts?
We're getting closer. We're not there yet, but 77 is a good guess.
I think you are.
Thank you. We're looking for the types of donuts. How many different types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? And what breakfast food had the slogan, "Bet you can't eat three"? And apparently Jeff Ruth knows all about the fritters. He's the person to talk to. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
I'm getting ready to tell you before that I told you about Jeff eating those fritters.
Yes.
As far as I know, they're apples, potato, cinnamon, and sugar. But the best place to find out about how they're made, and Jeff always got them from out of the dinner shop. On Dell Avenue.
Oh, Andrew's Pastries?
Yeah. I couldn't think of the name right away. Yeah. But he's the one that Jeff always got them from there, and he liked them.
Oh.
But as far as I know, it's the dough, cinnamon, sugar, and apples.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for the info.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Well, I think that pretty much rounds up the program today. Again, we thank our winners, Tammy Weber, Mike Murphy, and Allie Hest, and a big happy birthday to Mike Murphy here this morning. Jeff, what do you know about the apple fritters? Go ahead, caller. Oh, call. If that was you, call back in really quick. We're just about to wrap up the show here, but give us a call back if that was you. 740-383-9944. Give us a call back real quick. We're still on the air here. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Shredded wheat, Scott.
It is shredded wheat. Would you like a prize today?
Not eligible. Have a good show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bet You Can't Eat Just Three was shredded wheat. We got it. Okay, well, that's going to call it a day today. A mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp is up next. Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 and Mike Wilson Show at 5:10. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8:10 to 10 a.m. Come back with me. Maybe we'll have some apple fritters. Have a good day.
In this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
that space heater, the job. I have my pond that I wore.